Potter and Pep now cost them nothing. Yeah? It's Eddie Howe what will cost them the pennies.
And it's a big achievement, isn't it? It'd be a big thing if they got Pep. Big thing.
All right then, people. Guidance and love.
Yeah, we're out here. Stay safe. Yeah, yeah. Sweet talking sport.
Take it easy.
Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
So full of ideal thoughts and a voice so full of song. And at home the children would laugh with glee, sing his friendly face. But the parents frown, cause they don't like him singing, take their place. Anyone who sees this jealousy that makes the parents say, they talk too much to the gingerbread man, I put a stop to that right away. So Sally Jones' father was appointed by the others to approach the local law. Section 3 of the Street Traders Act dated 1924. And 1924 now, when the children heard about the deed, they act so quick and so cool. They all ran away with the gingerbread man on a Wednesday after school.
Summer breeze over the hills away up high, floating clouds of thistle down polishing the sky, and everyone there seems to be humming a tune full of candy floss and wishing wells, and May till June is alright. Over the hills far away, get admission if you're wearing a frown, and no one is allowed in there who's going to debate. Stocks and shares take over bids, the latest interest rates, oh no, no. So listen everybody, won't you come along with me? You can see it if you close your eyes and listen carefully. Right now, you hear it. Dum dum da dum dee da dum dee.
Over the hills and far.
Dum da dum dee da dum dee.
Over the hills and far.
Dum da dum dee da dum dee.
Over the hills and far.
Spitting on the town hall steps and frightening old ladies. I dreamt that I was living back in the mid-1980s. People marching, people shouting, people wearing pastel leather. The future's ours for the taking now, if we just stick together. And I said, hey, lay your burden down. Since the last day of the miners' strike was the Magna Carta in this part of town. Sank below the ground, it became as black as night. Overhead the sound of horses' hooves, people fighting for their lives. Some joker in a headband was still getting chicks for free. And Big Brother was still watching you back in the days of 83. And I said, hey, lay your burden down. Seems the last day of the miners' strike was a Magna Carta in this part of town. I was as cold could be. But no one's underground to dig me out and set me free. 87 socialism gave way to socializing. So put your hands up in the air once more. The North is rising. With a Magna Carta in this part of town. Blew off the dust, swallowed them whole. Oh, come on, let's get together. Oh, come on, the past is gone. We're the very first commandment. We'll be right back. Since the last day of the miners' strike, was the Magna Carta in this part of town. Thank you.
sitting out, I'm sadder now, before the sky will fall in your ear. Who's calling you? A black box inside my mind records the time we spend together. You do not realize the line that runs from me across the universe to you alone. You alone, you alone. You alone, you alone. You alone, you alone. I'm a singing line. I'm a singing line. I'm a singing line. I'm a singing line.
Good evening and welcome to African Voices Platform. My name is Chiwe Chihana and hope you've been waiting for us there because we've got an amazing show. We apologize for being a bit late today. So our very own boy from Sheffield, who's been touring the world, is back in the city taking a break from his tour. We have KOG to talk to us this evening about his latest album, Don't Take My Soul. And, well, his visit to Sheffield, we've got to ask, when is he giving us more about Sheffield and when do we get a bigger dose of him? So if you have missed him, but Kweku, also known as KOG, is Sheffield-based musician whose sound has traveled the world, blending Afrobeat, highlife, jazz and hip-hop into a distinct genre that bridges continents and cultures. And as the frontman of the Afrofuturist band Onipa, KOG has been celebrated for his dynamic performances and socially conscious artistry. And I have to say, I have experienced KOG in so many forms in his artistry. Good evening, KOG, and welcome to African Voices Platform.
Good evening. You okay?
I'm good. I'm nice so excited to have you back in Sheffield.
Passing back and bringing back some nice beauty. It was always nice to come back. I'm always in and around Sheffield, so it's always nice to come and drop in with the album and a whole new face.
Yeah, but when you drop in, we don't see you. We don't get enough of you. I don't think we're getting enough of you. So yeah, well, welcome back home and congratulations on your new album.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm grateful. Thankful.
I've had the privilege of listening to bits of it, and you've been playing it all around Europe, at least. Where else have you been apart from Europe? I mean, the countries are endless.
Oh, like now, God, that was such a quick one. Like I need to reset and be like, whoa. The whole point of the album, one of the facets was to try and, you know, bring into spaces where, you know, there's people of African origins or people interested in African music and African art. So we've tried to take it as many places as we can and try to take that concept of this album to as many places as we can and spread the joy and the pain and, you know, and Africa, you know, really and truly, always.
And you've touched Ghana. I think I have had the privilege of listening to some of this music, so that's very exciting. The album, listening to it, it feels really rich and multi-layered. So I was wondering, what has been your creative process and how has it been like just tapping into your Ghanaian roots and Sheffield life influence as the final product?
Yeah, you know, I'm one of those artists always seeking to bridge that gap between the diaspora and my roots and origins. So this album kind of, I started the journey in Ghana. In fact, I started the journey in a tent in a festival because I was on a trip. So I was on a trip, and then I just felt like, wow, this is life changing, and I've been really on the race and really playing, and I needed time to just stop and think, really.
Yeah.
To stop and think, really. So I was like, okay, I need to write an album. And then the connections was like, go back home and start back home, back to basics, where the music and the rhythm and everything. And when I went home, it was explosive. It was like all these things I'd forgotten about, and reconnection, reconciling, you know, finding people I've not seen. And all these things bring different stimuli and different impulses to write an album. And it became, oh, this whole new journey that I'd forgotten so much. So it was a nice way of touching back home and bringing back the influences of home. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds very powerful and actually spiritual. But nobody would know that this was a retouch for you, like a rebirth or touch point, because you've always been a spiritual artist, I think, in everything we've experienced of you.
I think that's the misconception a lot of people and a lot of artists are kind of put into that category. And I feel like this album especially is to also urge my fellow artists to talk, because then people think everything is all right. But then I have my conflicts, I have my battles, I have my demons. And I feel like if I don't talk about it, if I don't use an album or a medium, my platform that I have as a musician to talk about it, for young up-and-coming artists to know that it's fine to feel anxious, it's fine to feel these things. Everybody, like you said, everybody would think I'm fine. And because, you know, so it was a time to really disconnect and reconnect and find an album that was like, look, guys, I'm also trying to reach out here. But, you know, so, yeah, I'm so happy I was able, and the feedback has been incredible. I'm so happy I was able to drop down to myself, and this time not put on the mask of high energy and rah, 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 but like be able to communicate what I was trying to say and still bring out that rhythm and that sonic and that richness and that cultural, you know, that Africanness in me. Yeah. And still be myself, really and truly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wouldn't be a KOG show unless we hear you singing. And right now, because we can't get the music right, I'm going to ask you to sing something for us from the album. Use your chest as your instrument.
I like how you are. You just go in.
I had to go in. I just had to.
One of the songs that I really like on the album that was quite kind of an enlightening process making that song, because it was one of those songs that actually wrote itself.
Yeah.
Because it was just, you know how we are, Africa, we would just be sat down somewhere just jamming, and then the song just happens. It was one of those songs that actually wrote itself, and we were just sat outside, and then, you know, just people just started, we just started beating and just started beating our chest, and then stuff just started, it just started happening like that. I would just be in my chest for the...
Yeah, and if you're listening, that is KOG's necklace that's being tapped on. Yeah. The artist in him is here. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's one of the poems on the song with Famie. It's called Damiama. Damiama means it's only me.
Oh, wow.
It's only me, yeah.
Yeah.
So it says, I don't know what I'm going to use as instrument. Maybe I should use your table. Yeah, that's better.
Let's do that.
Oh, you got a bell. It says, keys up, no go fit to wash bad mind. Good things happen, but it could take time. Ooh. Do for my mama, Charlie, do for my pride. Hey. Three wrong turns, no go kill my brake light. I go university, I no get job. Everybody make wild, everybody ball. They say money, no, they see them a jaw. Big like Buffalo, King John Paul. I know one stop, Charlie man for the chop. Bring the goodie, Charlie ghetto for the love. You never see ya water, the CD got the drop. Everywhere I go, hustle knocking on my door. Small time, we go find who no good. Everywhere hot, everywhere cool. Everyone wanted to know, go school. How we go do, how we go do. How we go do, how we go choose. How we go do, I know if you choose. How we go do, I know if you choose.
You should be in the studio with us. That's brilliant. So what's the title of that song? And
it's
what were
called Dami Ama. It was with Famille. We were just jamming with David Walters from France, Paris. And we went to Ghana together. So during the album process, the process of recording the album, he came out. He flew out from Paris and came to just have fun in Ghana. He'd never been to Ghana. So he came out and then he grabbed his guitar one night and then he just started jamming. And then we just, and then the song wrote itself. And yeah, and it's one of those things that happens by accident. And sometimes it becomes such a joy and a little song that isn't, it doesn't go in your head. Yeah.
Oh, that was profound. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So this album is Onipa, KOG and Onipa, or Onipa, what am
well,
I saying?
Well, it's Onipa is always part of KOG. It's part of, you know, so it's like I don't separate those entities. I accept them. I accept. So Tom was Onipa is Tom and Owen and Dwayne and Finn and then the big band. So I did the album in Ghana. I did the framework of the album because I wanted a continuity from what I've been doing in Ghana for years before I came here. Mm-hmm. Then I brought the stems here, and then my band and all the crew of Onipa also joined, and then we replayed. So it's like a cultural, a melting point of two different entities, and it was just incredible.
It's great
amazing experience having both worlds, because I've lived half of my life in Ghana and then half of my life here, so it was just nice that both worlds met in a sonic conscious way, and it was just I'm quite grateful for that
that sounds good. Now let's talk about some of the songs that are on this album. So like Foriwa,
that one,
I mean, just reading the titles is great. It's like what is that? So what is that about?
So Foriwa is an Akan Ashanti name of a female that is from like the Ashanti tribe, Akan, you know, one of the tribes in Ghana. And it's a folky kind of high life. It's a tribute to high life music, which is our folk music. High life is like storytelling about what's happened. And it's very melodic guitars. And we can listen to it if we had the chance. Yeah, but like it's folky high life guitar. And it's a testament about what a man will go through. And the poetry for his woman, you know, like how we write. You know, and I was looking at songwriting lately, and I'm like, I really needed to talk about how people wrote songs back in the day, how even they wooed women and courted women with these. And when you come to English literature, there's a lot of beautiful words like Shakespeare and all these poets, you know, William Wordsworth and Keats, and they have really beautiful words, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went back to Africa and I'm like, there's really beautiful ways of telling somebody you love them in that kind of way that you want to marry them, be with them for a long time. So I actually researched, and one of my friends who's been one of the most amazing musicians in Ghana, he's like a really good orator.
Yeah.
So this song is a testament to folk and really amazing ways of my tribe.
Shall we credit him? Does he have a name, your friend?
Ogun Skele is on the record.
He's on the record. Let's try and see if we can play that now. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Can we play that?
make the freeze yo. Kill it, kill it, meet yo. Border chill me beat yo. Give me baby kiss yo. Kiss yo, kiss yo. Then to abasa, then to abasa. This one it be deep yo. She know they make her speak yo. I didn't dream make her think yo. Baby,
any thudding in Sheffield, any heavy breathing, that will be us. We've just been dancing. How was that?
I love dancing.
Yeah. And that's what your music is made for. It's not just about sensitization and sensuality and all. It's really about feeling it.
Yeah.
And you move with what you're feeling. Yeah. And that's what we just did there.
100%.
Yeah. So this high life, how do you combine that artistry with every other art? Well, how do you do that? How do you get to this place where you can make it so relevant to any generation?
Yeah, because when that was the fun thing about coming to England and being in diaspora, that almost like a straight permission, because I came, mm-hmm. did some reggae, did a lot of drum and bass, did some hip hop, hung out with so many different genres, you know, and it made me understand the malleability of African music, that is so flexible and it can really fit into anything, either conceptually or lyrically or rhythmically, you know. So whilst I was going through all these phases of different music and testing where my feet was, where I actually really wanted to excel or be myself, I found that African music in all of it, there was the presence of African music. So I'm like, well, let me go back to my roots, which is present in all these kind of music, jazz that, then I met these, exactly. So why don't I go back to the roots and master the sauce, so yeah. I'll know how much, you know, condiments I'll put in everything.
Oh.
And then that's what I do. And most of it happens organically, because everywhere you go, once you find where you fit in the music or in the concept of the music, mm-hmm. then you bring yourself. And I've been so fortunate to have incredible friends who are also very like that. So it's like a plug and socket thing, you know, where
you're such an artist, a plug and socket thing, yeah.
where we assimilate each other's, yeah. you know, and then our frailties and our vulnerabilities all come together to become this beautiful organic art that, yeah, so... I'm not scared, really. I used to be like, ooh, but then now as you grow up, you become more also like, you don't care what you're going to put out, really. It's as long as it's honest and it's from the bottom of your heart and you mean it, then, yeah, that's the most important thing to me, yeah. So this record is actually more heart than, I tell people, it's more heart than finesse or music. It's more like, I'm reaching out, we need to talk, everybody, yeah, we need to connect on a different level of stuff, not just going to gigs and watching the front man and then going home, but like, what are we as artists, what are we actually, what frequencies are we allowing to get out of us, what are we telling people, are we, you know, because we have a platform, you know, mm-hmm. so yeah, it would be nice, and that platform can either heal us by we communicating and reaching out, or just using that platform to be, you know, whatever we want it to be. But I want to use my platform to be a positive influence, which has always been, yeah. So I'm very vulnerable in that kind of way, yeah.
And that's so much of you. I can see that the other people who are in this studio that are not on the microphone are getting wowed every minute you speak. And I suppose that's how the world is responding to you and has been responding to you anyway. That's how we've done it. We've connected with you at that level based on how you... I mean, you write your own songs mostly. So,
yeah. That's whether it's good or bad, it's coming from me.
It's authentic.
That's what I say. Your disposition and your opinion of my music or how I feel has nothing to do with me. Do you know what? Sometimes it's hard to accept that, but like, and I want to tell a lot of artists that once you're genuine with what you're writing, it's up to people to actually accept it or not. So don't be afraid to be yourself more, you know. So yeah, and that's what I always stand for. Like, be yourself.
Be yourself.
If you don't fit somewhere, find somewhere. Make sure. Think about your mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health.
And I think that is implied in the title of this album.
Don't
take my soul. How did you get to that? How did it play a big role? Because you're saying you just gave yourself. You just said, this is me. I'm putting myself there and people should tap into me and learn. I can share something powerful, profound. But how did the title come about?
Yeah, the title is of three different facets. I was telling you, that like, I felt so disconnected with my origins, you know, with the duality thing. I've lived in Ghana long and then I came here and then I felt like there's a big disparity between home and here. So I needed to find a way to permanently bridge that gap so that I am not like this divided person where I represent myself, I represent humanity, I represent my home, my family, you know, I represent the people that I love, you know, so very much. So there's no gap between that. And then also clarity. I needed to stop because the music industry is just like a churning kind of thing. That's like, you chasing this thing. And then I'm like, Coldplay and all these big bands are still touring. Who am I? Why can't I take a break? You know, so talking about trying to take a break and trying to find a way of taking a break, but then still sustaining myself and my art and my music. And then the third facet is about multiculturalism, just trying to put more music into different spaces so that when there's people from my origins, they are there, they feel a bit of connection. So spreading my music all over Europe, all over the world, so people can connect to that kind of, you know, connect to the music and connect to where they are. And do you know what I mean? So that's the three phases of the music. That's why I'm like, and all these things are welded in my soul. You know, it's what my soul wants, to spread my music, to find clarity, you know, and then also to reach out and go back home, you know, and connect with the people back home and here, which is my family here, because I've got, so, so that was how it is. And that was how Don't Take My Soul happened,
Right. So Don't Take My Soul is just speaking to so many of us, I think. That duality question, we've all gone through that, especially if you're diaspora, be it diaspora to the UK or diaspora from the UK or whatever African diaspora. We all go through those phases where I think everybody expects us to define ourselves by something that they can relate to.
Yeah.
But that's often to make somebody else comfortable and not you. But when you step into who you are, your being, and I think this is what I'm going to, I think this is what that your album is going to mean for me. It's just validating where I've stood and said, I'm not going to be identifying myself based on somebody else's comfort.
Exactly.
Because I can't exist in a world where I'm not authentic to myself.
Exactly.
And that's what this song does.
Yeah, and it could take one day, it could take, for me, it's taken a long time even to discover that and even to follow that. So making an album was like my 12 steps, kind of making an album to tell myself that like, I am actually going to do this. I'm actually, you know, going to find space, gonna try and reconnect, reconcile with the people that I've lost in my life, the people that you know, all these things, and just try it, and how better way to do it but with an album, you know, just music that connects us all and brings us our vulnerability, our pain and our joys all together. So yeah, that was exactly the notion behind doing this album,
Could we have some music again from this amazing album? And maybe some of that will speak to that theme.
So if you go back to where it was, if you go back again, one step back, I like this. I love this. No, no, not this one. If you go back, yes. I'm explaining.
And what's happening is we're trying to get the most appropriate song for you, dear
exactly.
audiences. And whilst that's happening, I could actually tell you that we're very lucky in Sheffield because KLG is going to be gracing us with his presence in Crooks, and that's going to be part of his tour for this album. So in Crooks, he's going to be performing on the 9th of November at the Crooks Social Club. Tickets are available right now. So if you go on his website, you'll be able to find all the information that you need. That will be a live performance. And you know what a live performance by KOG looks like. If you've never been, go online. Just find anything by KOG. Kweku of Ghana, if you can't find KOG specifically. And historically, he's been associated with the Zongo band and now Onipa. And here's some more from him. Ripping all the seas I saw, counting on my blessing that the Lord control my soul. Even though the lights go low, even though I never been lost, never felt at home. Oh Lord, carry this load. Oh Lord, tell them leaving me alone, alone. Alone. Leave me alone, alone. Oh, take my soul. That the title song for the album.
Yeah, Don't Take My Soul.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And that was a fusion of Afrobeat and reggae.
Yeah, yeah, my two babies. I love them. I love both genres, and a lot of people don't give credit to reggae a lot, and I think like it's influenced a lot of Afrobeat artists. A lot of people forget how big reggae is in Africa. Like reggae is massive. Every country in Africa loves reggae, even in Europe. Like, and I always like, without reggae I wouldn't even exist. I came to the music scene from Redemption and reggae, and you know, without, and I remember my dad collecting reggae of Alpha Blondie and old school reggae. And people forget how much we influence each other, we and the Caribbeans, and
yeah.
And yeah, it's such a beautiful, yeah. So it was just nice that I could just, yeah,
you could play around and get something that you,
yeah, like. My friends were, you know, all my friends, Caribbeans and France and Aziza, all those people were, it was just nice to just do something like that.
Yeah, so actually, what is happening with, when we think of you, we think of Aziza, we think of Nubian Trees, we think of Franz. Where is everybody? You've been so busy that we're missing you guys.
Like, it's been a blessing, you know, it's been abundant that, like, we pushing the art into different spheres of that is coming from Sheffield, and just talking our journeys, and you know, singing our journeys, and you know, making sonic noises, and just bringing it all back to Sheffield and all back to where we've come from. Now, even me not being in Sheffield, I love being in Hereford. Like, I'm and my kids being here, I'm so connected, because I'm, and always being on tour,
yeah.
I always come back home because my mom and dad live here as well. So
right.
It's like, yeah, and it's such a beautiful, yeah, connection to be around, and yeah.
Good and energy. To add to that beauty, you've graced us with a show that's going to be happening. Firstly, let's
talk on the 9th
of November. Tell us what people should be expecting on there.
Yeah, it's that Crooks Social 9th of November. I want everybody to come. This is a whole, because like I've been talking about touring, and I've been talking about people coming to concerts and not even being able to, you know, express themselves. This is the kind of concert I want people to come and. You know, I want to set that African village setting where you can shout, where you can sing, and where you can be, you know, that kind of, you know, all that kind of on my tours. It happens there, but this time I want it to be very conscious. You know, I want you to wear, I don't even want you to think about makeup or anything, because it's all going to go away, because you're going to sweat and jump. And I mean, you know, I want you to be so as, you know, as ready to dance and as ready to, you know, because it's not even going to be about a front man or anything. We'll be in the crowd. We want to come and dance with people and celebrate. There's a celebration of an album. So it's not going to be like I'm performing to people. I'm actually also going to come and have a lovely time.
Coming back home to bring your album to us.
Yeah.
And you've just said something that's really important. So is your band, quite a lot of the band is coming back with you for that particular
performance? Yeah, there'll be a lot of special guests and that. Yeah, actually, on the 25th, I'm going to be doing an open mic at Cole's Corner.
And that was the exclusive I was talking about. Just going into the exclusive we had.
So if you come, there'll be more details there. Yeah, there'll be a lot of you. I'm going to do like an open mic and talk a little bit about the album. Cole's Corner is on Abidal Road. Yeah, and I'll be talking about like same thing, the reason behind the album and why our mental health and our spiritual health and incorporating that into our music and our art. And sometimes people, when you talk about spirituality, people think it's like, oh, you have to go to church and all those things. I'm like, no, like I asked my 9-year-old girl, like, what is your soul? And she told me that the soul is what makes you happy, makes you alive. You know, but then your mind and body keeps you to survive. So when you think about stuff like that, you're like spiritual. When we talk about spiritual health, we are not talking about just anything like that, candles or anything, but the things that you do that are not physical, like traveling, the amount of serotonin it pumps into your body and makes you calm and strips off your adrenaline, dancing, consciously dancing, playing an album that you consciously dance. That's your spirit, you know, that's what you invite people, you invite your spirit to that place and your soul to that place, because then you strip off your body and your mind. It's not, you know, your body and your mind are just emotion, but it's your spirit that goes around. And, you know, so yeah, this album is about stuff like that, that helps you to just to disengage a bit. That's what the album cover is like, cover your eyes, because we've been looking around and competing social media. This one has this, and you feel like you have to get, we feel like we're all in a race that we all have to get to a place. Like, But then when you cover your eyes and you look deeper inside, then you see your frailties, you see your joys, you see your things that you need to fix. And it's, sometimes we need to just cover our eyes to all the crazy lights and sounds and everything that's happening, and just be with ourselves and find what makes us, you know, puts us on the ground sometimes a bit, you know, because
I wonder whether I'm the only one who closed my eyes in that moment. I found myself getting centered.
Yeah. And you just know, so that's what this album is about. Like, I found a bit of myself that I'd lost for a long time. And I felt like, yeah, reconnecting and telling people about it as well. The things that you do that make you happy, the people that you've not reconnected with for a long time, the, you know, all the food that you cook, the things that, if it's baking, the simple things that you do that, for that moment, it just kills so much stress off your, just do it. Go back to, if it's art, if it's just putting your hand in paint, to just paint. No, yeah. And I think we've lost it because everything has been so screened and digitalized. And you feel like, yeah. And yeah, we lost that physicality and that, you know, yeah. So yeah, that was what this album is all about. Yeah. And I'm going through it mentally and I need to heal myself. So yeah. I'm trying.
And do you want to share that? Like, exactly. This is how I've done it. It might be for you too.
Yeah.
And I like.
I haven't done it. I'm still doing it.
This is how I'm doing it. Yeah. This is the journey I'm on. Yeah. You know what I think I also like about how you're sharing you and your being, and arriving at this album. It's the fact that there's something about speaking about mental health that has become a buzzword. You know, and you're not doing that. You're inviting us to see ourselves and to be in ourselves and to experience healing that reflects who we are and how we understand ourselves. 100%. We just need to pause, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, where I'm from, we think about the body in three entities: mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the pressure goes on mind and body, because that's the physicality that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the realm that everybody sees reality, which is fine. But then where I'm from and where, how I've lived, my grandmother, like, I always place emphasis on the third body.
Right.
So even
right.
that, you not even believing in the third body, gives you an extension of escape. Me believing in the third body gives me an extension of escape, that I know there's a third body that I can escape from my head and my body into this realm. Even that alone is consolation, to be able to just go and just sing into third bodies, or inviting my ancestors into a space.
I should have the bigger conversation.
We play this one. This is with Israeli from Bristol, amazing spoken word artist and poet and musician. Dad, oh, incredible guy. Yeah. No, he's gonna be in Bristol for the Bristol one.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Let's play listen. That one.
Yeah. No new Naku.
and see me become lordly.
It's
from
produced by the guys in my band Ben. He was a guitarist, yeah.
So, great yeah. stuff.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
No, it's been lovely. It's been lovely.
Everywhere, just play to your nan, play to your grandma,
yeah,
your granddad, play to your family, everybody, enjoy it, just chill, and
then come and see.
Thank you so much, everybody.
It's been one. Thank you so much for joining us.
Everybody that's been involved, the label, you know, the our booking agent.